content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the Sound Prints podcasts for November 21st and November 28th are now online. Worlds of Books Club will meet on December 17th. The Fantasy Book Club will meet December 18th. Mystery Book Club meets December 22nd. And Journey Through History meets January 7th, 2020. Eyes on Success, episode 1948, aired on November 27th. The ADA conference audio will have an episode about travelers with service animals. Blog Transit Dispatches by Ron Brooks is now online. E-School News has an article about fostering independence in visually impaired students. And there's a nice profile of Molly Burke written by Haley Bondi, H-A-L-L-E-Y, like the comet. So there are three ways to pronounce her name. Today's reading of Vision News is brought to you by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast for November 21st is now online. Updates from the Kentucky Talking Book Library, The Paratransit of the Future, http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind, phone 502-895-4598, or email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast for November 28th is also online. ACB Radio Holiday Auction Instructions, plus items up for bid, including descriptions and donors. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, etc., etc. Worlds of Books Discussion Group meets the third Tuesday of every month at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm exercising a man's prerogative to change his mind, and Worlds of Books will meet at 9 p.m. Eastern on December 17th to discuss Ellie and the Harp Maker, DB 96388, by Hazel Pryor. I just finished this book and really enjoyed it. The NLS annotation follows. Ellie and the Harp Maker, DB 96388. Pryor, Hazel. Reading time, 10 hours, 5 minutes. Read by Catherine McEwen. Romance. Dan Hollis lives a happy solitary life, carving exquisite Celtic harps in his barn in the countryside of the English moors. On the anniversary of her father's death, Ellie Jacobs takes a walk in the woods and comes across Dan's barn. Unrated. Commercial audiobook, 2019. You can find this book on Bookshare at the following website, https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/274-3597? Return path equals capital L, number 3, capital N, capital I, capital Y, capital X, capital J, little j, A, capital D, 9, T, B, number 2, capital R, 1, B, capital G, capital V, capital O, capital Y, W, capital W, 1, capital I, capital P, capital X, capital B, 1, capital Y, MXP, capital y, capital Z, R, capital Z, capital X, capital I, 3, B, 3, capital J, K, capital P, capital U, capital V, S, B, capital G, capital I, capital I, small l, capital G, F, capital F, U, capital Z, capital C, capital B, 0, A, capital G, capital U, G, A, capital G, capital F, Y, C, capital G, 1, H, A, number 2, capital V, Y. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link on the device of your choice, or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. The Zoom meeting invitation for Worlds of Books is as follows. Topic, Worlds of Books Discussion Group. Time, meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/286200556. iPhone 1 tap in the U.S. plus 164-687-69923, 286200556 hashtag, or plus 1408-638-0986, 286200556 hashtag, or telephone in the U.S. 1-646-876-9923, or 1-408-638-0986, and use the meeting ID 286200556. International numbers are available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)J(Z)1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the two above numbers to initiate the call. The podcast feed, for those wishing to subscribe to past Worlds of Books program archives, can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of choice, or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link to which to subscribe follows http://accessibleworld.org/taxonomy/term/18/all/feed. Special note, if you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email. Just reply to it without writing anything, and you're on the list. Contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, www.accessibleworld.org and www.radioutofthepast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta818@gmail.com. Website www.helpinghands4theblind.net. Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, phone 714-449-1958. Email Larry, two R's, Gassman, two S's, at roadrunner.com. Ellen Lemley, Accessible World Co-Chair, phone 601-919-6907. Email walemly@gmail.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Alan Lemley. On Wednesday, December 18th, 2019, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, the Fantasy Discussion Group will be discussing books of fantasy chosen by our members. Each member of the discussion brings his or her own book and are with the group. All are welcome. Please use the information below to log in to the meeting. We hope to see all of you then. Special note, due to the Christmas holiday, Fantasy will not be meeting on its usual day, the fourth Wednesday of the month. We will be meeting on Wednesday the 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Because of a conflict on our usual Zoom channel, we will be using Free Conference HD for our meeting. Please use the information below to log in. Date, Wednesday, December 18th, 2019. Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific, and elsewhere in the world on Wednesday at 1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Note, all times are standard. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the numbers found on your invitation. Ann Parsons, facilitator, is inviting you to a meeting. Topic, the Fantasy Book Discussion Group. Time meets Wednesday, December 18th, 2019, from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Here is the dial-in information for our meeting. Dial-in number 605-313-5144. Participant code 319147. Playback number 605-313-5153. Participant code is the same as above. AccessibleWorld.org, RadioOutOfThePast.org contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, phone 818-998-0044, email boacosta818@gmail.com, Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, phone 714-449-1958, email larrygassman@roadrunner.com. Alan Lemley, co-chair, accessibleworld.org, 601-919-6907, email walemly@gmail.com. Signed, Ann Parsons, Portal Tutoring, email akp@sero.email. On Sunday, December 22nd, 2019, at 5 p.m. Eastern, the Mysteries Discussion Group will be discussing Gone to Dust by Matt Goldman. You can find it on Bard by looking for DB96198. You can find it on Bookshare by going to the following link, https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/259-4245. All are welcome. Please use the information below to log into the meeting. We hope to see all of you then. Date, Sunday, December 22nd, 2019. Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific. And elsewhere in the world, Sunday, 2200 hours, Greenwich Mean Time. Note all times are standard. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers found in your Zoom invitation. Ann Parsons, facilitator, is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, the Mystery Book Discussion Group. The usual, here are the links, https://zoom.us/s/7104346-24. iPhone one tap in the U.S., 140-863-80986, #7104346-24. Or 1-646-876-9923, #7104346-24. Telephone in the U.S., 1-408-638-0986, or 1-646-876-9923. Use the meeting ID 710-434-624. International numbers are available at https://zoom.us/u/CIDZ(K)OD7. If you execute the above link, etc., etc., if you prefer calling on a regular telephone, use one of the above numbers, and signed by the usual suspects. Announcement, A Journey Through History will meet January 7th, 2020 to discuss the very topical book, The Impeachers, DB95385 by Brenda Wineapple. Last night's book, Red Daughter, continued to be controversial among the history group. January's book is factual hardcore, but well-written history. Brenda is an award-winning historian and teacher of literature. She began working on Andrew Johnson 6 years ago, which was before impeachment became topical. NLS annotation, The Impeachers, The Trial of Andrew Johnson, and The Dream of a Just Nation. DB95385, Wineapple, Brenda. Reading time, 14 hours, 38 minutes. Read by Gabra Zachman. A production of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library of Congress. U.S. History. An account of the first impeachment of a sitting American president describes the events that led to this occurrence, the key figures involved, and the subsequent implications for the country. Unrated. Commercial audiobook, copyright 2019. Download The Impeachers, The Trial of Andrew Johnson and the Dream of a Just Nation at https://nlsbard.gov/nlsbardprod/download/book/src/db95385. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/17780977272 or iPhone one tap in the U.S. 1-408-638-0986, #1778-09772, #, or 1-646-876-9923, 1-778-09772, #. Telephone in the U.S. at one of the above numbers, 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923, and use the meeting ID 1-778-09772. International numbers are available at https://zoom.us/u/YCQ4DRN. Special note, if you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements plus subscribe at groups.io. Last week's episode of Eyes on Success was episode number 1948, Newsreel, Audio Magazine, November 27th, 2019. http://www.eyesonsuccess.net/show. _notes_1948.htm. Show notes. Newsreel is a monthly audio magazine offering 3 hours of helpful information and inspiration in the voices of its members. Topics include technology, travel tips, books, recipes, personal experiences, sports, and more. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy talk with Newsreel's editor, Erwin Hott, about the magazine for and by the blind and its history. As usual, the audio show notes and much more can be found at www.eyesonsuccess.net. Tell a friend about Eyes on Success as this popular weekly program closes in on completing its 9th year of airing over many radio reading services throughout the U.S. and Canada, streaming on several internet streaming services, and being made available as a podcast or download from www.eyesonsuccess.net. Check out Eyes on Success, formerly Viewpoints, a weekly half-hour audio program for people living with vision loss. Find out more about the show and get links to past episodes at www.eyesonsuccess.net. This week on Eyes on Success, episode 1949, Working Smarter with iOS and Your Smartphone, airing December 4th, 2019. Show notes. Have you ever dropped a tiny screw in the grass and tried to find it? In her latest book, 31 Cool Things You Can Do with Your iPhone, Judy Dixon explains how your iPhone can help. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy talk with Judy about this book and others she has written about using an iPhone with little or no vision, including one on getting sighted assistance. The audio, show notes, and much more can be found at http://www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts or listen on your Amazon or Google smart home device simply by saying Play Eyes on Success Podcast. Enjoy. The Great Lakes ADA Center, in collaboration with the ADA National Network, invites you to attend the December ADA Audio Conference Series session titled The Air Carrier Access Act, ACAA, and Travelers with Disabilities Travel by Air with Service Animals. The session will feature Robert M. Gorman, Senior Trial Attorney, Aviation Enforcement and Proceedings, U.S. Department of Transportation. Session Description. The Air Carrier Access Act of 1986, ACAA, prohibits discrimination based on disability in air travel and requires air carriers to accommodate the needs of passengers with disabilities. Join us as our speaker from the U.S. Department of Transportation, Dot, discusses the final statement of enforcement priorities for service animals under the ACAA. The session will also address the role the Aviation Enforcement and Proceedings has in enforcing the ACAA. Following the presentation, participants will have an opportunity to ask the presenter questions about ACAA requirements. Date, December 10th, 2019. Note, special date. Time, 2 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Cost, no charge. This session is offered via telephone or via a web-based webinar platform. The session will be captioned via the web-based webinar platform. Registration is required, but this has already happened, so I'm looking for replay and access for archives. Questions, 877-232-1990. Webinars at adaconferences.org. Email webinars@adaconferences.org. A notice from the World Blind Union. WBU has developed a short survey to identify employment patterns of people who are blind or partially sighted and of working age throughout the world. The WBU Employment Committee is undertaking this project to understand levels of employment for individuals with sight loss. This research will provide up-to-date data on employment for people who are blind or have low vision, partial sight. Current employment information is old, more than 10 years in most countries, and much of the information that is available is not specific to people who are blind or have low vision. The information available also doesn't provide details about the nature and type of employment or about barriers to employment that people with vision impairments face. The purpose of this survey is to understand how WBU can best advocate for individuals who are blind or have partial sight. The survey designed for the WBU membership can be completed in 20 to 25 minutes, and it is available in English, French, and Spanish. http://www.worldblindunion.org/english/news/pages/world-blind-union-employment-survey.aspx. Transit Dispatches by Ron Brooks. Aiming to live and travel unimpeded with a visual impairment. I have always been a fan of Steve Martin movies, and one of my favorites is his 1988 comedy, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It is a movie about everything that can possibly go wrong with transportation, and with the late, great John Candy as co-star. This movie, unlike the transportation scene it portrayed, was guaranteed to be a winner. Fast forward 31 years. I work in the public transit industry. Yep, I'm one of the people whose job it is to make sure everyone else gets where they need to go safely, on time, and in comfort. Public transit is a big stage, and I've been playing bit parts for the last 25 years. I have worked for public transit agencies and private companies, helping the industry I love develop and deliver services that people with disabilities and seniors will like and that can help them to get to the places they need and want to go. I've worked on rail projects, bus accessibility, paratransit, and alternative transportation programs, and I've attended more meetings, made more presentations, and written more memos than I can count. I have a good track record, and I'm proud of my efforts. Best of all, I'm still excited to do more, and hopefully better things in the future. But long before all of that, I was just your average kid growing up in central Indiana. Or maybe not. I was born 51 years ago in the small city of Marion, Indiana. I was born with very poor eyesight, and by the time I turned 14, I traded in my poor eyesight for a long white cane and lessons in Braille. And in the same year that Steve Martin and John Candy were trying to figure out how to get home for Christmas in the middle of a Midwestern snowstorm, I got my first guide dog. Being blind and unable to drive, I learned early and often about the difficulties of getting around in a small town with no sidewalks and no way to drive. I experienced the sheer joy of trying to find a particular street, store, or bus stop when there were no signs I could read, and this was long before I could use GPS apps on my iPhone to get close. I remember falling over cars that were parked across sidewalks, getting my cane run over and broken in the middle of an intersection because someone just had to make that turn, and over my dead body if necessary. And worst of all, I remember reading about other blind people who weren't so lucky and wondering when my unfortunate moment would come. All of these things taught me one thing: streets are for cars and pedestrians have no rights. But wait, in the words of Bob Dylan, the times they are a-changin'. Today it's cool to ride public transit, and there are more and more cool people doing it every day. Here in Phoenix, where I live now, train service is expanding, and buses are running in more places more often and during more hours of the day, nights, and weekends. Cities and towns are redesigning their downtowns to be more pedestrian-oriented, safer, and more interesting. People are moving back to cities and demanding walkable, bikeable neighborhoods, and we are all trying to drive less, walk more, and regain the communities we lost in the mid-20th century when gas was cheap and the car was king. Meanwhile, paratransit services, which were introduced in the 1970s and 80s, and then expanded to meet the requirements of the newly adopted ADA in the 1990s, are also changing. In the past, it was advanced reservations and shared rides, but more and more cities and towns are beginning to talk about better ways of serving people with disabilities. Mobile apps and rideshare services are changing the transportation and paratransit landscapes, and people with disabilities, along with everyone else, are beginning to expect more and better transportation from the communities where they live. Of course, everything isn't coming up roses, because if it were, I wouldn't be writing this. Even as we are remaking our communities and revolutionizing our transportation services, we are getting older, more disabled, and more vulnerable to inadequate public transit, paratransit, and pedestrian access than ever. Thus, having highly accessible, flexible, and affordable transit and paratransit services is critically important. And since I have spent so much time living in this industry, both as a customer and as a provider, I jumped at the chance to share my occasional thoughts on the related topics of accessible transit, paratransit, and the accessibility of both. My goal for transportation is the ability of all people to go when and where they need and want to go without limit or impediment. In this, I will share thoughts about some aspects of the accessible transit and or paratransit space. I would like to promote conversation where we can all better understand the realities that people with disabilities and other transportation disadvantaged people face when they need or want to travel. A venue where we can explore new ideas, business practices, and technologies that may offer the potential for improving everyone's mobility. And a safe space where we can collectively challenge ourselves to create a mobility ecosystem that empowers every person, regardless of ability, to travel and live unimpeded. Ron Brooks is VP of the Transit Market Development for American Logistics, a national passenger transportation logistics company. I'm running low on time, so next week I will read his blog post about why public transit needs accessibility advocates, the article from eSchool News on fostering independence in students with visual impairments, and the profile of Molly Burke by Hallie Bondi. I'm really sorry to have run out of time so quickly. Here is the latest audio description schedule for Raleigh and Cary. Cinderella at the Raleigh Little Theater, December 15th at 5 p.m. Black Nativity at Justice Theater Project, Stewart Theater, Tally Student Union at NCSU, December 15th at 3 p.m. In Greensboro and Winston-Salem, A Christmas Carol at the Triad Stage, December 15th at 2 p.m. It's a Wonderful Life at Triad Stage, December 21st at 2 p.m. In Wilmington, the Midtown Men at the Wilson Center, Cape Fear Community College, December 5th, was canceled. Thank you to the grantors for audio described performances, Raleigh Arts Commission, City of Oaks, North Carolina Arts Council, United Arts Council, and thanks to the sponsors, AIA of North Carolina, ARC Document Solutions, the Cary Town of Cary, Empire Eats, Parker Bryan's Family Law, and Carolina Office Exchange, along with the North Carolina Museum of Art. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time, please call 919-832-5138 with questions.